Morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. At this time, we would like to welcome everyone to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A.'s first quarter 2014 earnings conference call. Today, we have here with us the executives, Mr. Frank Zitterli, CEO of the company, Mr. Paulo Junqueira, CFO and IRO, Mr. Thiago Baix, Chief Commercial Officer, and Mr. Luciano Merigo, Chief Operations Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and that all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. After the company's remarks are over, there will be a question-and-answer session. At that time, further instructions will be given. This conference call is being broadcast live on the Internet via webcast, with simultaneous translation into English and can be accessed at www.unicasamoves.com.br/ri, where you can also download the respective presentation. At any time, should any participant need assistance during this conference call, please press star O for an operation, for an operator. Slide selection of the presentation will be controlled by yourself. There will be a replay facility for this call soon after it is ended. We would like to remind you that webcast participants may post questions to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A., which will be answered after this conference call by the company's investor relations department. Before proceeding, let me mention that forward-looking statements that may be made relative to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A., business perspectives, projections, operating and financial goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions of Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. management and on information currently available to the company. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance. They involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions because they relate to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not occur in the future. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future results of Unicasa and could cause results to differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I'll turn the conference call over to Mr. Frank Zitterli, Unicasa's CEO, who will start the presentation. Mr. Zitterli, you may proceed. Good morning, everyone. In this quarter, we've had a significant revenue growth for our brands, Delano and Favorita, with the operation of our own stores gradually gaining more importance in our business mix. We are convinced that this business will be a revenue driver for the Delano brand in 2014. However, our consolidated revenue remains below what we would have liked due to reduced performance in some lines. In the end of this month, we expect the opening of our flagship store in this project. It will be located in São Paulo at República do Líbano Street, and it will be our concept store with modern facilities and the biggest showroom of the network. And the store shall make the brand more visible to its target audience in our biggest consumption market. We have completed the repositioning process of Delano and Favorita brands in this quarter, ending our plan to homogenize our dealers' network with no impact on the brand's revenue. Please turn to slide 5, where we can see the highlights for the period. In this quarter, the company's gross revenue ex-IPI reached 54.2 million reals. Our gross margin was up 0.7 percentage points, increasing from 40.6% to 41.3%, and the revenues of Delano and Favorita increased by 8.4%. I now turn the floor over to Thiago Baix, our Chief Commercial Officer, who will speak about the performance of the brands individually. Good morning. Starting on slide 7, talking about the performance of Delano and Favorita, exclusive and owned stores. In this first quarter, our gross revenue grew 8.4%. with an average price increase of 13.9%, offsetting part of the reduction in modules sold. As we had signaled since the end of last year, the fourth quarter, these two operations are maturing and are consolidating. We finished one more chapter in the story of closing small operations, smaller stores. You are going to see later on that these two brands had a retraction of 60 stores. But still, this did not impact at all our revenue and our sales. On the contrary, our gross revenue grew 8.4%, which means a significant productivity gain of these operations vis-a-vis previous years, which also leads to the thought that more and more, these two brands will perform positively in terms of same-store sales. And our own stores will be maturing as well. That will generate positive effects, particularly on the Leno brand. As Frank mentioned, over the next quarters, these operations tend to mature with some upsides, such as the opening of our next and fifth own store that will be opening on May the 27th. On slide 8, we are going to talk about new and Casa Brasileira exclusive stores. They showed a retraction of 5.1% in gross revenue in the first quarter 2014. Even with an average price increase of 5.6%, this was not enough to offset a reduction in modules sold. Our main rupture in this period was the loss of one of our main retailers, which decided to make an investment and to become a factory rather than remaining as a retailer. That was very disruptive for us, particularly in the new brand. And we had some stores that were reduced, but we intend to recover that over time. The result is slightly below what we expected, minus 5.1% in gross revenues. And on slide 9, we can see that this was followed by new and Casa Brasileira multi-brand channel with a 6% reduction in gross revenue, average price varying less, plus 2.5%, and modules sold falling 8.3%. Please turn to slide 10. Here, we have one of the major retraction drivers in the first quarter 2014. As we have followed in previous quarters, the segment of products for department stores, Tela Sul, modular furniture, had a retraction of 60% in gross revenue, 54% fewer modules sold, and a reduction in the average price. In this channel, we still maintain our effort to sell through the main department stores and retailers in Brazil. We haven't completed the repositioning of the new line yet. Actually, when we closed this quarter, we were still approving products for these networks. Our expectation for this channel is that we will be reintroducing a new line. This new line of products will be approved by the quality department of these department stores, hopefully in the end of this quarter, and hopefully we will go back to our sales levels that we had in previous quarters. But indeed, in this first quarter, one of our main negative results came from Telesul, which on the other hand is the line that contributes the least to our margin. Please turn to slide 11. We are going to talk about Unicasa Corporate. I would like to remind you that the corporate channel is basically transactions sold to big hotel chains and big construction companies. Just like the fourth quarter of last year, the corporate channel continues to be a very relevant growth driver. We grew 52.6%, our gross revenue ex IPI, modules sold growing 45.7%, and average price up 4.7% compared to the first quarter of 2013. I would like to highlight that this segment has very interesting profitability. The company is paying more and more attention to this segment, and the opportunities are out there. Our expectation is that this growth driver will continue in the coming quarters. On slide 12, we can see a little bit of what is happening in the export market. Again, the first quarter was quite positive there, 33.2% growth in gross revenues. Modules sold fell slightly, 12.9%, but the average unit price improved 53%. This is the export market, right? And so we had some problems with some players, particularly in Argentina, but still, the export market has been expanding. We've been selling to other markets to offset Argentina. So the first quarter was very positive. We see a possibility of continuing to have a good prospect for the export market, even if it doesn't grow as much as now. Just so we can be on the same page, in the export market, we export all of our product lines, the high-end, the Lano products, all the way to the Telesu furniture. So we had an important mix of the Lano products, and that's why the average price substantially grew 53%. Please turn to slide 13. Now we can see Unicasa consolidated data for the first quarter, 2014. Although we had very positive growth drivers for the Lano Favorita, Unicasa corporate and the export market, we did see a retraction for New and Telesu in particular, and they somewhat offset the growth of our main product lines. The gross revenue was down 0.3% compared to the first quarter of last year, 10.9% decline in modules sold, and an average price that grew overall 12%. This is the global scenario. And we are still expecting very difficult quarters coming, aligned with the macroeconomic situation of the country. We are still trying to understand the forces at play in the market in the second quarter, given that we are going to have the FIFA World Cup, and in the third quarter, given that we are going to have elections. We haven't been able to pinpoint exactly what is going to happen. We haven't projected, and we don't really understand yet how big the movements will be in the different markets in Brazil. So for now, we are being very careful in our estimates and projections and forecasts for the coming quarters. But indeed, more than anything else, 2014 will remain a year where we have to be very careful, where we have to work very hard. Please turn to slide 14, where we have a snapshot of our sales and distribution channels. Particularly in this quarter, we have 832 exclusive and owned stores, and they were down to 744. And on slide 15, we can see the reduction in our store network. We closed down the 60 last small operations. As we said in the past quarters, these were not aligned with a minimum sales required or with the value proposition of these two brands, Delano and Favorita. And we had a retraction from 451 to 423 stores of New and Casa Brasileira. Our challenge is to continue to grow our sales with a smaller distribution. In other words, improving productivity for each one of our stores. I now give the floor to Paulo Junqueira. Thank you, Thiago. Good morning to all. On slide 16, we see the economic and financial performance of Unicasa. As mentioned by Thiago, our net revenue was down 1.4%. Our net income reached 4.7 million reals in this quarter, down 24.8% compared to the same quarter of last year, due primarily to an increase in expenses related to the operation of our own stores, which I will explain in the coming slides in more detail. Moving to slide 17, we can see our gross income and gross margin for the quarter, which increased from 40.5% to 41.3%, up 0.7 percentage point, mainly stemming from greater sales in our own stores with a gross retail margin, which is naturally higher, rather higher than the industry operations, in addition to lower expenses related to depreciation. Please turn to slide 18. We see the reconciliation of selling, general, and administrative expenses with the main variations in the first quarter 14 compared to the first quarter 13. The increase in operating expenses was caused mainly by, number one, higher expenses with own stores, primarily those expenses that are sales related, in particular, sales commissions. We shall feel a pressure on that line item in the coming quarter due to the opening of our fifth and last own store, which should take place in the end of May, as Frank mentioned. Secondly, an increase in amortization expenses of investments in the right of use of the commercial points of our own stores. Thirdly, a reduction of expenses related to customer service in the stores that were closed, amounting to around 400,000 reals compared to the first quarter 2013, and a reduction of about 500,000 reals in accounting provisions in general, particularly because we have lower expenses related to the allowance for doubtful accounts. Altogether, these factors drove our operating expenses up 10.5% from 18.1 million in the first quarter of 2013 to 20 million in the first quarter of 2014. Please turn to slide 19. It shows the company's financial result for the period, which fell around 30% this quarter, primarily driven by a lower adjusted present value recognition in this quarter. In the period, because of the negotiations occurring in the period, we had negotiations that occurred in the period, making the comparative base of 2013 higher. We had an increase in expenses and a reduction in the net financial income. On slide 20, it shows the net income declined from 6.2 million in the first quarter 2013 to 4.7 million in the first quarter 14, with a net margin reduction of 2.7 percentage points. On slide 21, we see the EBITDA of the company, which, because of the factors I've just explained, was down 3.9 percentage points from 7.3 million reals to 5.1 million year on year. Finally, on slide 22, we show the EBITDA reconciliation by group of accounts of the income statement, where we can see the main factor impacting the EBITDA, which was an increase in operating expenses in the period, particularly related to the operation of our own stores, as I explained on slide 18. To end, we would like to inform that the shareholders in the last general shareholders meeting approved the date for payment of interest on equity, which will take place on May 29th. For more information, please access our investor relations website to read the notice to shareholders which addresses this topic. I now turn the floor to the operator for the question and answer session. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1 on your touch tone phone now. If at any time you would like to remove yourself from the questioning queue, please press star 2. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you would like to pose a question, please press star 1. Again, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1. That does conclude the question and answer session. I would like to invite Mr. Frank Zitali to proceed with his closing statements. Please go ahead, sir. I would like to thank you for participating in this conference call. If you need further information, please get in touch with our IR department. I wish you a good day. This concludes Unicasa Indústria de Imóveis S.A.'s conference call for today. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day, and thank you for using Chorus Call.